The word today is faith. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Faith is a common word in our daily vocabulary. We have faith in our doctor, our weather forecaster, or our spouse. But what about saving faith? Here from our archives to show us the difference is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Faith.
Confidence is a very important subject when it comes to having confidence in your doctor, when it comes to trusting the weather forecast, when it comes to, you know, any type of confidence or trust. Some people call this faith. You have faith in the weather forecaster. You have faith in the teacher that is trying to teach you how to do something. In a sense, I suppose it's okay to use the word faith as long as you recognize that it doesn't mean saving faith. When the Christian church talks about faith, it is not talking about something which we develop through our mind or through our thinking and through our logic. Faith, in the terms of the Christian faith, is a God-given gift. It is a miracle. It is something that God works in us way above and beyond ourselves. We can't even understand it, quite frankly. How can a person explain that they believe in the Holy Trinity, which is beyond their logic? How can they explain that they trust there is a heaven and that God is going to take them there as his free gift by forgiving them all their sins? How can you explain that? You know, you can't even logically explain the joy you feel over the knowledge that your sins have been taken away and the peace that you feel. I love the saying that the old German Lutheran church used to say. I don't know it in German, but it means, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and souls in Jesus Christ. Now, that beautiful saying, the peace of God, which passes all understanding. I have seen people who've been racked in pain physically, yet have enormous peace because they know God is with them. I have seen people confronting huge problems and huge difficulties which would make anyone nervous and anyone panicky, and yet they've been at peace because they've turned it over to God and they've left God be in control, and that has given them enormous peace. So when we talk about faith in the sense of the Bible and salvation, saving faith, we're not talking about a human product. We're talking about a God-given gift. One of the chapters of the Bible that sheds some light on this whole subject of faith is the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Hebrews 11. As a matter of fact, it gives us some human illustrations. It talks about faith. As a matter of fact, verse 1 is kind of a preview of what happens in the entire chapter. Let me just read it to you in case you don't have a Bible handy. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. That's a pretty good definition of what faith is. Not, you know, something that is disconnected with our life, but very intimately connected with the things we hope and the things that we want and want to have a certainty about. That's what faith is. That's what faith does. Now, as you go through this chapter, actually, I don't want to take too much time here, but let's just hit a few verses. Verse 5 talks about Enoch. You know, Enoch was one of those people that was taken into heaven. Look at verse 7. Noah, well, you know the situation of Noah. How he had to build the ark and save the family. You know, in the time before the flood, he was one of the rare people, obviously, that truly trusted God, and that was faith. Look at verse 8 and 12. Actually, it skips around there a little bit. 17 and 19, there's a little break in between there, but it talks about Abraham. What a great man of faith. It says that he did all kinds of things. First of all, he trusted God when he was told that he and Sarah were going to have a child. You know, they were both way up in ages, far beyond the age of having children, and yet believed it. That was faith. Abraham, when God tested him, oh, man, what a test that was, too. You know, all the pagan religions all around them there had human sacrifice. And so it's a very common thing, and these pagan worshipers to their pagan gods would throw their children into altars of fire and so on. I'm telling you, you read the history of that, it's very, very gruesome, very terrifying. And on one occasion, now this very child that God had promised them and miraculously gave them, now this very child, God says, sacrifice him to me. How much do you love me? Sacrifice your child to me. You remember that whole situation there with Isaac, how they go to the mountain and how they are ready now. And he asks about the wood and he asks about the fire and where's the sacrifice. And Abraham at some point in has said, well, Isaac, you're the sacrifice. I'm going to place you on the altar. You know, that's fantastic. Just that whole section there. Take a look at that in the Holy Scriptures. So obviously it says Abraham had faith. Then look at verse 20, and it carries us on then with Isaac. You remember Isaac was spared. And you can go all the way then from Abraham, Isaac, to Jacob, verse 21. It just takes that whole sequence there. And you know, the three of them were regarded as the fathers, so to speak. And all three are mentioned here for their faith, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then look at verse 22, Joseph. You know, I'm spending too much time here, but I want to get you into the Holy Scriptures. After Joseph comes verse 23 to 29, six verses here talk about Moses. What a faith Moses had. Oh, my. You know, we could talk about any one of these. Go to verse 30. Joshua, you remember the Battle of Jericho. Look at the faith that Joshua had. You know, we could take, I suppose it wouldn't be a bad idea to take a series of programs and talk about each of these people. You know, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Joshua, Moses, you know, and Noah. Just going down the line, wonderful illustrations of faith. Well, okay, I think you get the idea. Let me talk now about applying this to our lives. One way to test and determine whether or not you have saving faith is to see how you feel about your sin. If you feel your sin isn't much of a problem and that somehow God is going to overlook it because you're really trying and you're such a good person, then you are not a Christian. That's a pagan thought. That's somebody that thinks they're earning their own way with God and that what they do is ultimately going to get them into heaven. And, of course, that's not the Christian faith. That's paganism. What the Christian faith believes is what God says, that we cannot save ourselves, that we must be forgiven in the blood of Jesus Christ, who died in our place, that he died on the cross to take our sins away. And so a good way to find out whether or not you're truly a Christian and whether or not your faith is real is to ask yourself, am I repentant? Do I want Christ's forgiveness? Do I know that I'm in deep, serious trouble without that forgiveness? And do I call upon him as my personal Savior to take my sins away? And if the answer to that is yes, then you have faith. Then you are a Christian. Faith is always a God-given gift. God calls us into his kingdom. You know, there are so many verses. I should give you a few here because that's a key point. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9, in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. You know, you can just go on all the way through the Bible and it reminds us that faith is a gift. Another thing about faith is that it has to keep alive. It has to be growing, and so there is a growth process. If you don't feed your faith with God's Word and in your whole life of studying God's Word, in your whole life of hearing God's Word, if you don't grow, you could be slipping and losing it, going the other way. So faith is a growth process. You should be maturing in that process. Now, faith also is not static. It doesn't just stand there. It doesn't stay in one place. Faith moves. It's active. Faith, you know, Jesus really pointed out so many times. People say, Lord, 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 but their heart is far from him. They don't really move on it. They don't really act on it. Faith that God gives is active. It is alive. And it doesn't remain motionless. It has to be something in process. When your faith is more apparent in your life, your witness will be more apparent, and it'll be more believable. People aren't going to believe you when you try to witness if they don't see it expressed in your life. I guess what I'm trying to say is one of the byproducts, one of the results of faith is obedience. And you will become more and more obedient to God the more your faith grows. Now, part of that faith is learning how to wait on God, learning how to trust in him even when things don't look that great. God is positively working very often with the weak, very often with what we'd call nobodies, the unknowns. It's just marvelous the way God loves people and the way he uses them to accomplish his glory. You know, there's a little verse in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even your faith.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.